Okay, Glenside's finished Chelmsford City 3, Colchester United 1. We're in the physio room to escape some of the celebrations that are going on in the bar and various places around the ground. 3-1 victory, you can't have expected that, can you?
No, I mean, you know, before the day you hope that, you dream that, that you know, you're going to get the positive result. But, you know, it was always going to be a tough call, but, you know, delighted with the players today. I mean, we had game plan A ready and suddenly we had Robbie injured. On Friday morning and that threw everything out till Saturday morning, and then we eventually settled on game plan E, I think, after B, C and D we didn't like. So, but we got it right in the end, and the players carried it out superbly. We knew they had one or two players that were key players for them and made them tick, and if we could nullify that and restrict them, you know, we'd have an opportunity in wide areas. You know, with the reports I'd had and obviously the footage I'd seen on DVDs, I knew we could hurt them if we had the pace in wide areas, and it proved to be that. I think all three goals come from behind the left back, with Donovan running on past him, you know, and he's got two great goals today. Delighted for him, you know, good composure for the first one and a smart finish over the goalkeeper, and then bravery for his header in the second one, and then in the final sort of 10 minutes, a ball inside the fullback again from Anthony Cook, and he showed good control and then dragged it back for Jamie's finish. So, you know, it was a man of the match performance from Donovan, that's for sure. And, you know, I'm delighted for him personally because, you know, he hadn't got off the mark yet, and he promised me he would score freely once he did get off the mark. So I'm happy he saved him for today, and hopefully he can continue that form on there into the FA Trophy in the league. But no, I mean, the result is a fantastic achievement. It's an historical day for our club, and it's one we have to savour. You know, they don't come around very often. You know, we've been very fortunate the last 3 years to reach the second round 3 years in a row, where some non-league sides go 20, 25 years without making it. So, you know, we've got to be thankful for that and take all the plaudits as they come and make sure we keep our feet on the ground after it, because we've got lots of big games coming up, but we're certainly going to savour this evening.
How are you going to watch the draw? Where are you going to watch the draw? Who do you want? All the usual questions.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be at home with the family. You know, relaxing day Sunday. Everybody's together. So we'll be having a roast something, no doubt, and we'll settle down to look at the draw. But I think it's, you know, any manager will tell you, first and foremost, you want a home draw. Whoever that brings, that'll be fantastic. Two schools of thought, I suppose, as always. Do you want one of the lower status sides, or do you want the plum draw again? But I don't think we can get much plumber than playing your local high status league side at home and to beat them. So, you know, I don't know if they become much bigger than that, but you know, we're overjoyed to be there. Whatever will be in the next round, but we've given ourselves another bite at making the third round and the big boys, and who knows, it may be third time lucky. But you know, it's a home draw first and foremost I want, and then we'll do our homework and we'll go from there.
Yeah, and all the cameras will have followed the players on and off the pitch, but what happened in the dressing room afterwards, that must have been quite ripe.
I don't know, I wasn't there, so I'm not quite sure, because I was too busy doing my 24th interview. This is my 25th one now, so yeah. If you know, if you're doing that many interviews and the players are being that raucous in the change room, you must be doing something right.
And yes, I've no idea how we're going to get out of here, because all the exits are blocked. There's a massive amount of supporters towards the bar area, and there's also a lot of interviewers towards the dressing room exit. So how are we going to get out of here?
I don't care. I'm here anyway. We're going to have a right few drinks now. Chris Duffy's going to get on it with me, so that's going to be great. We might even make Rains have a drink.